I have no doubt about that this was an absolutely amazing record. I'm so happy I got this.
I have no doubt about it. I'm super happy to be back.
Yes. Did you miss us? Come on, let's be serious.
It's almost 4 months. How could you not?
Was it four, actually? Well, it was three and a half
or
something.
We didn't do the last show that we were supposed to because of COVID, roommates with COVID and stuff. So.
That's not just the only reason, but also we tried to do an online show and with you on the other side of the ocean, and it failed badly. Technical difficulties, as you are used to when you listen to this.
Yes. Professionally unprofessional. We've said it before.
That's exactly. I think we said this in the very first show.
Exactly.
But yeah, Skaba, you are back.
I'm back, but that's not Welcome. Important right now. That record is what's important. Tell us what that is. Tell us all about it.
Well, probably most of you nerds will know that this Ray Doggett and the Counts, no doubt about it, on the beautiful looking Pearl Records label. I think I'm going to use this as a label shot.
It's just really so cute.
This record
bird.
Is just perfect. It looks great. It sounds great. This is a Texas record. This is Ray Doggett, who I think he was always doing stuff together with Royce Porter. And I do believe that Royce Porter plays guitar on this, so I'm not quite sure. They both had also a 45. I think Royce Porter had his one on Mercury, where he did too. So anyway, the Royce Porter and the Counts is the same as the Ray Doggett and the Counts. And I mean, no doubt about it. It's just a monster. I remember listening to
great
this.
Great way to start the show for sure.
I had this on a crappy CD compilation in the 90s, and I remember there in my Volkswagen sitting there playing this to the full loud volume. And actually, the CD had a really bad sound. It was really thin without any bass and any treble, but I turned it up to the full max, and I thought, oh man, I'm the coolest cat in town.
I can totally picture that.
Yeah, I guess you can. But yeah, I have always loved this, and yeah, eventually there was a copy for sale. I needed to get it, and sounds amazing to me. Mighty happy.
He's a happy bearable.
Yes. And there's no doubt about that this is going to stay here. And I'm happy you're back, Skaba.
Aww.
We've been missing you.
Thanks.
Who's we, actually?
I'm like, you got a mouse in your pocket? Who's this we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
I'm also speaking for the listeners.
The two listeners out there. Yeah, it's been 3 months. Well, I'm happy I'm able to come back. So, yeah. Don't want to talk too much about it. It's kind of a depressing story. But yeah, my mom is holding up, whatever. So I might have to leave an emergency whenever things get worse. But I got to spend tons of time with her. We laughed a lot and cried a lot. And yeah, and I also got to bury my grandmother while I was there, which is, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. She was 98 and not in good shape. So I was happy I was able to be there for that to, you know, help out. So yeah, it wasn't really a vacation at all. It was really... I never realized how much business comes along with death and how much, you know.
This is the most disgusting part.
It really
when you
is
think
horrible,
about those things.
Because everyone dies. Yeah, so yeah. How could it, you know, why is it such a disaster?
It's
so much money and so much legal stuff and everything. So, yeah, it's just bleh, no fun at all. So my fun that I did have is like, actually, we went on a small trip and I hit a lot of record stores.
Yeah, you were in New Orleans and stuff.
Yeah, New Orleans and then... small stops along the way and Houston and then Florida and hit a lot of record shops. Didn't really find much, but it was fun to dig in person at least. So that was kind of my therapy while I was there.
Yeah.
Long walks and record shops.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I have quite a few new things. I don't feel like I have too many crazy killers. I think I got stuck on a lot of weirdo stuff. And so I have a lot of...
It takes one to know one.
Yeah, that's true. That's something my mom would say for sure. So yeah, the first one I want to start with is on the Forest label, the Megatons, Little Atom. And I don't know, it's just one of my favorite
finds. It's cute.
Finds.
It's really cute.
It's
really
not the
cute.
Best record,
and it's
but
not
it's
about
really
Adam.
Cute.
It's about the Atom.
A-T-O-M.
And they're going to repeat Atom. That so often that you're going to realize. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, we have about 3-4 boxes of records that need to be played on this show. And all
Not this one show.
No, no, no. We're not going to overdo it. We're not going
to
stress
you out. I think we might stretch it to an hour and a half, so buckle up.
Yeah, maybe we play a little longer.
Almost 4 months of no Golly Gosh OG, and it's mostly for us. We don't care about you. No, I'm just kidding.
That's true, actually. Yeah, I mean, I guess you have realized by now this is a totally private thing. This is our hobby. We like to do it. We just do it for fun and whatever. If you're listening, I'm happy.
We're happy.
If you're not, we don't even care. All right, Little Atom, the Megatons. I wasn't sure what this is when I saw it, and I thought Megatons sounds like some early rock and roll, early 60s band or some garage band, but no, it's completely different. It's really interesting.
All right, let's go.
My little Atom, T-O-M. Gather all around and listen close. I'm going to tell you a story you will dig the most, about a bluegrass boy born akin to flame, the swinginest cat, Little Adam by name.
A little A-T-O, a little Adam T-O.
Now Adam never dug them record hops. He never hung around them old candy shops. He was a beehive busy, this atomic boy, mixing up things in his laboratory.
A little Adam T-O-M. A little Adam T-O-M.
Now Adam one fine night was working late, trying hard to find what to formulate, when a bim boom bammy and a flash of green, a Bardo type stood a dig in the seam.
A little Adam T-O-M. A little Adam T-O-M.
Little Eve Electron was her name. She sort of stood there simmering the breathing flame, when she kissed old Adam, this atomic lad, went a shivering soft and a getting it bad.
A little Adam T-O-M. A little Adam T-O-M.
Well, they fell in love, and hand in hand they made it down that aisle in the desert sand. Then the bride and groom in utter glee threw the biggest blast in history.
A little Adam T-O-M. A little Adam T-O-M.
There's still the honeymooning kind up there yet on old cloud nine, and to their eternal joy I cheer and shout, 'cause Lord help me if them lovers ever has a falling out.
A little A-T-O-M. A little Adam T-O-M. A little Adam T-O-M. A little Adam
T-O-M. Why don't you coke the mold me, baby? Me right, coke to mold me, mama, until the broad daylight, whilst I'm crying. Hey, yes, yes, mama, don't you wanna go? Now my home in California. Hey, yes, yes. You know now I don't like bad women, don't believe I ever will. Something about bad women that will get a good man killed. That's why some crime. Hey, yes, yes, mama, don't you wanna. Now my home in California. Hey, yes, yes. That woman walking down the street, she's making love with every man that she meets. That's why I'm crying. Hey, yes, yes, mama, don't you wanna. Down my home in California. Hey, yes, yes.
Haven't played a blues popper for a while. This is a pretty great record. And not even obscure, not rare at all. Know nothing about this guy.
I like that. It's really
this
good.
Is pretty good. Danny Boy and his blue guitar. Danny Boy, his real name was Danny Boy Thomas. I think he just did this 145. It's a rather common record. It's pretty great. What's the other side? Wild Women. Might see you sound. Looks promising. Let's see what that is, just for fun. Never heard about it. Oh, blues. I'll play that some other day. That sounds promising. All right.
I'm the only wild woman you need.
I have another record called Wild Woman. Or Wild Women? Wild Women. Wild Woman? I forgot.
So just one or two there? Wild Women. So yeah. More than one.
More than one.
That's a lot.
I need more than one Wild Woman. Yeah, pretty great. That's on a label named Tifco. No idea.
Awesome.
Pretty cool.
That was really good. Yes. Yeah, I'm going a little political. You know, Golly Ghost of Jew can't be a show without some Satan and some politics.
That's
somehow.
True. That's true.
You have to put a little of both of those in there. So, yeah, while I was gone, I wish I could have been a part of it. There was, you know, protest here in Germany. There was one big one in Leipzig that Bärbel actually
went with his niece.
But then in the town, I'm always afraid I'm going to say it wrong.
there's a village in the west of Germany, and they've been doing this always. They, you know, they dig out coal under villages, under towns, under forests. And the last time there was a protest of this, they wanted to completely dig out an entire big forest to dig out this stupid coal that people think they still need nowadays. Even the company that digs out this coal says we don't really need it. But they once decided to do this, and there was a protest about a year ago in a village. Yep. Where it was to protect a big forest, and this time they wanted the coal under a village in Lützerath.
Yeah, they're throwing everyone out of their homes.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is a lot to do with, you know, the war going on, which, you know, we can't forget about this.
Yeah.
It's just because of this, there was lack of coal, lack of energy throughout Europe, and really big in Germany. The situation, because we relied on so much from the Russian side.
Yeah.
And fuck that.
Fuck that, exactly.
Like, the whole time was they were talking about going green here, which they've been trying, they've been, you know, promising this for years.
For 30 years they said, oh, we should have some green energy. And
they're just going backwards now. They're going backwards.
Exactly, and that's what the protest is all about. It's not really about this village. I mean, there were just a few people, but it's about we don't need this stupid coal in the ground anymore.
Well, it's not just the coal. I mean, it ruins so many things, like the burning of the coal, but the digging of the coal. And
Yes. And mostly everything. The burning of it. So yeah. And we don't need this crap. And so...
And this song is actually, it's called Strip Mine. And it's actually, you know, about what it does to the environment and everything. So,
I mean, at the time they made those coal mining records, that was, you know, for the employees. You know, they were pretty much like slave workers.
This is a lot later. This is 1975. So
it's a very late record.
It's outside of our, you know, realm of 50s and 60s, but it just fits perfectly to what's going on mm-hmm. now. So I thought I would spin it because it's good. It's bluegrass. And
the band name is not very genius, but the bluegrass special.
Yeah, kind of boring, but to the point, I guess.
I guess.
Do we have anything else to say about that? I'm sure there's tons of things we could go on and on.
About all things happening in the last 4 months in this world and privately and wherever, you will not hear any music in this show.
Yeah,
so I kind of force myself to just focus on the music.
Let's see what the record has to say. Maybe
yes.
It says it all for it. It's on the Jodel label.
Jodel. And the good thing is they're not
jodeling.
Yes. So where is it from? Dayton, Ohio. Okay. Let's see.
Thank you.
Barbot fugues and mules aren't around. Where is the place I was born? Strip mine. Greedy man who just didn't care. They murdered and they tortured all the land. Where is the place I was born? Strip mine. Where is the place I was born? Strip mine. Where
I was born. Going and on, going to front door, run around the back, going to man your mouth as you come down the track, baby. If you don't quit your fussing, I'm gonna see you redhead, baby. If you don't wanna lick me, better set me right down. Stop looking at me with that frown, baby. I'm gonna leave town, baby.
Such an unusual record.
Okay.
can you get this high? I don't know. I always doubted it, but I kind of assumed, okay, Jimmy Lee, you ain't no good for me on Fortune. Jimmy Lee, I mean, it's probably Jimmy Lee Fothery. It doesn't sound like him. Of course he's not. This is a guy named Jimmy Lee Williams, who was apparently from Detroit, because he made this really unusual record that I really love on Fortune Records.
Yeah, it's not normal on Fortune to have that sound.
Fortune, that's not a Fortune sound, but he did this thing and I really, really like it. It's a bit crackly, but you ain't no good for me.
I like a little crackle.
We all do. And there's a reason I'm playing this. It kind of goes together nicely with, well, not really, but this Jimmy Lee Williams, only I think he only cut this one record, but he was actually a country bluegrass performer. And he did this one thing, turned out to be, is it rockabilly? Is it blues? I can't tell. But speaking of Detroit, 2 days
Detroit.
Ago, what happened 2 days ago in Detroit?
Oh, no, it wasn't yesterday. It was Johnny, the day before.
The day before, yeah. Okay. Johnny Powers died. Yeah, I mean, these people from the 50s, they're getting in that age where they kind of disappear.
Yeah.
And
we're lucky that we lived in the time where you could actually see these people live for the mm-hmm. last... Because the Rockabilly Festival started getting big, I don't know, like 15 years ago? Like, bigger ones, maybe
already.
20, I guess 20 years, yeah, that's true.
I mean, they're all...
I'm younger than I am, I guess.
These guys had been on stage mostly, I think, in the
80s. And I think that's great because it's brought back, you know, they thought that was over, they were, washed up and stuff.
I don't know how long Johnny Powers actually still performed. I didn't look that up.
Well, I know that people had posted photos of him... Not too long ago of him at festivals and stuff. So.
Okay.
Viva Las Vegas. That's the one that brings back the stars, it seems like.
Yeah. I mean, they always say,
Anyway.
Yes. And just as a tribute to him, I am not going to play a Johnny Powers 45. I don't have things such as long blonde hair. I'm sorry. But I have an unissued one that I really like. That's his version of Trouble, which sounds like a Sun recording. I think it was among those, like, Me and My Rhythm Guitar Session. And this is Trouble, and it's pretty great. I'm playing it from this his classic Roller Coaster LP. Don't know when this came out, probably late 70s or early 80s. Well, I mean, basically the entire Johnny Powers classics are on there. And it's pretty good. So, Johnny Powers, thank you for what you did. Here's, I know we all think you were a good guy, but in fact you were looking for trouble.
Looking for
and
trouble.
I messed it up.
Camera.
Let's try this again.
Looking for trouble. Came to the right place. Looking for trouble. Look right on my face. I was born standing up and talking back.
My dad, he was a green and a Jericho shot. Evil. My middle name was Missouri.
Yeah.
Well, I'm evil.
So don't you mess around with me. Never looked for trouble. I never ran. I don't take no orders. No kind of man. I'm only made up. Flesh, blood, and bone.
But if you're gonna start a rumble, don't you try the local side. Evil. My middle name was Missouri.
Yeah.
Well, I'm evil.
So don't you mess around with me.
Well, I'm evil as I can be. Don't mess around with me. Yeah, I'm evil. So don't mess around with me.
Slicker and you moved away uptown. You're grinning like a possum and I'm bawling like a hound.
You was pretty as a picture, sweetest gal for miles around. I'd have bet my bottom dollar that our love was safe and sound. Then came the city slicker with his sweet talk, tore it down. You're grinning like a possum and I'm bawling like a hound.
You're grinning like a possum and I'm bawling like a hound. You was my country sweetheart, but you slicker and you moved away uptown. You're grinning like a possum and I'm bawling like a hound. No boiling beans and turnip greens and bacon
makes brown. No raising kids and feeding hogs and six old yapping hounds. Beauty face just like a rose, I couldn't look wait around. I'm riding in a Cadillac and wearing evening gowns.
You're grinning like a possum and I'm falling like a hound. You was my country sweetheart, but you flatly turned me down. You went a city slicker and you moved away uptown. You're grinning like a possum and I'm bawling like a hound.
I'll get a backwoods sweetheart and we'll live so fur from town. If any city slicker ever tries to snoop around, I'll get my shooting pistol and I'll mow the critter down. I'll be grinning like a possum, he'll be bawling like a hound.
You're grinning like a possum and I'm bawling like a hound. You was my country sweetheart, but you flatly turned me down. You went a city slicker and you moved away uptown. You're grinning like a possum and I'm bawling like a hound. Grinning like a possum.
Yay! That was a bearable record.
That was such a typical ska record.
No one would ever believe me, but if I said that, this one I'm very excited about. And bearable's not. But
well, it's cute. It is.
It doesn't
cute.
Matter because I've been wanting this 78 for a really long time. This is the 178 I brought back, and it made it. I'm so happy. It's always dangerous to travel.
What did you look like when you got this record?
I was
you...
grinning like a possum.
You still do.
I did see a dead possum, a vulture eating a dead possum in Terrell, Texas.
That's creepy.
Yeah. I don't know why I went there anyway. He wasn't grinning. No. Yeah, this is by Boots Fay. And yeah, on the Capitol 78.
But who's the guy's name?
It's Idaho Call.
Idaho Call. Idaho no, Call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Idaho Call.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was mine. And the next one, I'm doing double since he did a double. Next one is acetate I found. And it's from Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just acetate that's... It's interesting. It's not a
it's kind of
killer,
a swingy popcorn thing.
It's just weird. It's kind of oddball kind of thing, but I like it a lot. And it's called Billy the Kid by Carrie Demo.
So. That is the... I'm not quite sure. I tried to Google this and see if there's anything known about this guy. Nothing. I could imagine that this is not actually a guy named Carrie Demo, but that it's whatever some... It's, it says Boyd Recording Service, Carrie... Demo. So it might just be a demo acetate, and we don't know the name of the artist, but it says printed on there, Carrie Demo. I have no idea what that is.
It looks like it's the name, and that's what usually it looks like in the
That's what
the
it usually looks like.
Yeah.
But
quotes.
Speaking of demo, I have to remember that. At this protest, there was an absolutely hilarious, wonderful video that I could watch in endless loop where the
we
cops
so
are
much.
Getting stuck in the mud.
If you have
it's
not
so
seen
beautiful.
This viral video yet,
just
check
Google
up
for
cops.
In stuck
mud.
In mud. Yeah. It is just beautiful.
It's like 4 minutes of them falling down over and over. It's hilarious.
Yeah, you're going to love that.
Anyway.
Unless you're a cop, I guess. But
I think even a cop gets to laugh at
yes,
that. I'm sorry,
that,
but maybe right now, if you're probably with those cops who were in it, but anyway.
You play this acetate and I play another death tribute after thanking Johnny Powers for his music. I'm going to play another record by another guy who recently just
another
passed
record
away.
By another guy. That's something we never do around here. Something new. A record by another guy. Another
with
one.
A different song. Okay.
All right. Billy the Kid.
Listen, I'll tell you about Billy the Kid. Billy was a bandit and robbed the rich, he did. Billy had a heart that was simple and pure. Billy robbed the rich, not the poor. Now when Bill was born, he was really quite young. The only toy he had was a Smith & Wesson gun. Billy killed the first man when he was only six. Shot him in the head just for kicks. Now trigger-happy Billy, shot to watch him kick. Wasn't really bad, only sick. Now Billy had a filly, a real sharp chick. He was such a square and she was oh so slick. Flossie made a fool of him, really a sap. Billy fell right in.
she said she'd meet him there. Once inside the door, he handled his hand for Flossie. Flossie wasn't there, but a posse. Now Flossie really fooled our Bill, it's plain to see. The posse hung Bill from a tree. Now the end of the story is when Bill gets hung. He started his kill when he and he was so young. Finally betrayed by a real sharp cheat. He wasn't really bad, just
well, you know I need your lovin', baby, I'm so all alone.
Beep, bop, beep, beep, bop.
Well, you went and left me, baby, left me here all alone. Now I have no one to call on for. Honey, 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 please come
beep,
home.
Beep, bop, beep, beep, bop.
Honey, 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 please come
beep,
home.
Beep, bop, beep, beep, bop.
Well, you know I need your lovin', baby, I'm so all alone.
Beep, bop, beep, beep, bop.
Baby left me here on the shelf. Now I'm all alone by myself. Honey, 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 please come home.
Beep, bop, beep, doo, wop.
Oh, honey, 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 please come home.
Beep, bop, beep, doo, wop.
Well, you know I need your loving, baby, I'm so all alone.
Beep, bop, beep, doo, wop.
Beep, bop, beepity wop. Not sure if that was necessary.
Great
in the
lyrics.
Record.
Yes. So moving. They really had something to say. I got chills.
he did another 45 on the same label, which is the 20th Century label, not 20th Fox. And the other record basically is the exact same song with different lyrics. My Baby Loves Me was the other one. This is Honey, Honey. I'm speaking of Charlie Gracie. This is one of his earlier or mid-50s, I think, 56 recordings, Charlie Gracie and the Wildcats. And I like that so much more than his later poppy hits. So that way, he was kind of pioneering. So pretty great. Philadelphia's finest, I would say. And he died just a few days before Christmas. Okay. So he's also no longer with us. I mean, I was never with him, but musically.
A little bit too much information going on here.
No, yeah, that was Charlie Gracie. Pretty good. A guy I didn't always love because I always knew his early 60s Butterfly. But
we had this conversation before.
Butterfly. Probably.
Yeah,
so yeah, he had two 45s on the 20th Century label. Pretty great, yeah. So goodbye, Charlie Gracie. He was a guitarist. He was a good guitarist. He played, whenever you hear his recordings, it's him on guitar. Very good.
Awesome.
So there you go.
There you go. That's it. Mm. And now for Satan.
Oh yeah, that's
our token Satan record.
It's
we always
very,
have to have
a very dramatic one.
Yes, I like drama. This is on the Jawa label. Get Behind Me, Satan, by Curtis James. And what did it say? The James Gang.
Mm-hmm. I remember this record being a little bit over the top.
It is, but that's me.
Okay. All right.
Let's see what you think about it. Write in. Tell us what you think.
And I'm going to shock you after that with something completely different.
Blow the tops off.
Let's see what you think about that. So here is, what's this label? Java with a with a W. J-A-W-A. It's pretty cool looking.
Cool.
All right. Let's see.
Get behind me, Satan. You're dragging me down. They say that every man should have a woman at his hand, for his success depends on her plans. Every man should have a woman to guide him in the night. Baby, you just can't see the light. So get behind me, Satan, you're dragging me down. You say you want to help me, but you just hang around. I've got this other woman who don't step on the toes. She knows what I need and can help me down the road. Well, when God made Adam and from him made Eve, he placed them in the garden for them to find peace. But Satan come creeping and Eve got mean. She put Adam on the apple, baby, just like Eve. So get behind me, Satan, you're dragging me down. You say you want to help me, but you just hang around. I've got this other woman who don't step on my toes. She knows what I need and can help me down the road. So I'm dumping you, baby, cause you won't help me. You're just spending the cash to do what you please. I've got this other woman and I'm trading you in. I'm pitching you out and I'm bringing her in. So get behind me, Satan, you're dragging me down. You say you want to help me, but you just hang around. I've got this other woman who don't step on my toes. She knows what I need and can help me down the road. She knows what I need and can help me down the road. She knows what I need and can help me down the road. She knows what I need and can help me down the road.
Well, that wasn't bad at all. I kind of expected a different record. I don't know. That
he
was
has
good.
No faith in me.
Yeah. Anyway, here's my garage surprise. The energy package.
This is the 12th night of my dejection. This is the 12th night of my rejection. I thought you'd
Talking about drama, you thought mine was really
That's exactly
dramatic.
Why I put this record on, because I wanted to play that dramatic record. I mean,
man, that was loud.
That was kind of a little bit worn out styrene pressing. But I mean, if you know me, you know that I even like that kind of stuff. Yeah, this is almost garage psych, absolutely as intense as can be. But I fell in love with this thing, and it's a really cheap record. It's a very common thing that I didn't know about. The Energy Package. And now here comes my German, how do you pronounce? This is a 12th night.
Is it pretty good?
Really? Did I? Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, he sings it much better. yeah, pretty great.
What did
yeah.
you say when it was playing? On the 12th night.
On the 12th night when you were gone and I started crying. yeah, but I mean, that's something unusual for me to play, but I still love it. I just towards the end,
so
I just
loud.
Wish it
that's
wasn't
crazy.
Wasn't in that kind of destroyed. Yeah, that's what you get when you get a styrene pressing, but hey,
yeah.
It's all right.
This record also looks like it's in bad condition, but I think it sounds better than it looks. I don't really remember. We'll have to check, I guess, whenever it plays loud.
What is it?
Top Gun. On the Mercury label. This is Kearney Rabbit.
Kearney Rabbit.
It's an odd name.
Whoever that is. Okay.
Yeah. I don't really have much to say about it. I don't know anything
else.
What
is it? Is it a popcorn record, a country record?
Let's find out. Okay. I'm not going to spoil the surprise.
Top Gun. There's a Top Gun in He's mean and deadly as a rider's head. Everyone knew that his gun was tops, but his swagger and his bragging I just had to stop. But the killer was cold and his aim was straight. The challenge was made and the hour was late. Never should have crossed him, I was foolish to try. Now because of my challenge I must surely die. For the killer was cold and his aim was straight. I knew at once I had met my fate. I heard him coming and I saw his stride. My heart turned over and I cried inside. The killer was cold, his aim was straight. His hand was steady on his 38. Down the icy barrel it's death I see, cause a top gun now is pointed at me. Then the killer laughed and my blood run cold. I've been outdrawn by a 3-year-old. Who robbed the Dodge City Bank today? Shot the guards and he got away. May the James boys and the Daltons weep, but he's just a little angel when he's fast asleep.
Something as precious as you.
Speaking of unusual records, what was this? I heard this first someday and I thought, this is just so...
That looks like it's brand new.
It's a pretty good condition record indeed. It wasn't cheap, actually. That is a guy named Gary Smith, Twilight Zone, on the Elko label from Phoenix, Arizona, produced by Lloyd Klingman. And what is this? Is this a haunting tenor? I can't describe this. It has a weird chord progression, then a change in the middle. It is just, oh, and I love the ending chord. And it's just, this is a mystery record to me. Gary Smith, who is this? The other side is I Got a Girl. I think it's not good.
Having a girl is not good.
So yeah, and I know that Skava has a record that goes together perfectly.
Yeah, this is also one of my treasures that I got while I was over there. I've been wanting this one for quite a while, and I got it for a pretty good price. Willow on the Igloo label,
which is his
Bobby Swanson, and I'm like happy I got that advanced copy because it has a little. Bonus at the beginning, which
it
I really is really sweet.
Yeah, that's
so you get
cute,
to meet
yeah.
the you know Bobby Swanson. Well, you know whatever, not meet him, but it's nice to hear his voice and
most important. Where is this record from?
Igloo Records is from Alaska.
Exactly,
and there's not much happening over there.
And that's exactly so why that's this makes it so special.
Exactly, that's true.
I think eventually he went to California to cut another 45, but his two on Igloo. Were from Anchorage, Alaska, and I prefer this one. It's really good.
Yeah,
and there were two versions of this somehow. I think there was one pressing, and the second pressing of this thing has this introduction, like some radio DJ, like, "Hello, I'm Bobby
Advanced
Swanson.
Copy.
I'd like to thank all you, my fans."
He's going to say it himself. He doesn't need you to translate.
Let's listen to him.
Here's Bobby Swanson, Willow.
Kuya nak pag nalangan ni Robert Bobby Swanson at tukturang at aduting inyik.
And now, just in case you didn't understand that was Tom King Mayuk from Point Barrow, Alaska, thanking you for spinning Bobby Swanson's record. And now, here's a few words from Bobby Swanson.
Hi there. Say, I'd kind of like to take this opportunity, if I may, to sort of thank you personally for spinning my new record. Also, I would like to thank your wonderful listening audience, too, because without their help, it couldn't have been a success. Also, I might add that we will have some new releases out very shortly, and I hope you'll be watching and listening for them. And I guess there's not much more I can say, except that everybody has been really swell to me. I really appreciate it, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Willow! Till I die, lovely willow. I asked her where she got a name, and this she did reply. I got it from the moon, the stars, the sun up in the sky, lovely willow. Somewhere the laughter in her voice would ring like the rippling of a stream. Willow,
willow, willow.
We pledged our love in firelight while the embers slowly burned. the rippling of a stream. Willow,
willow, willow.
And though it was so long ago, my love will always burn. And to the land of towering trees, someday I will return. In the ground, oh well, oh well, oh well, leave my girlie alone, leave my girlie alone, you better run on home, you better leave my girlie
Well, that is just a cute little rock and roll record.
That was really cute.
It's probably not a killer, but somehow I like these kind of innocent sounding.
You can't help but move to it.
I couldn't help but move to it. That is a guy named Lowell McGuire on Nesco. Leave My Girlie Alone. The other side's called Spellbound, which is essentially, it sounds just the same,
but it has a weird over voiceover.
I couldn't decide which side to play again for this one. It's kind of cute. Lowell McGuire.
Did you mention which label?
I said that's on Nesco.
See, I don't really never listen to you.
No, obviously.
Busted on air. You can always hold it against me now. So my next record is another major label, Capitol. But I really like this one. And the bass in here is just...
Oh, yeah, that's the record.
It's awesome. Jack Marshall... Finger popping.
I think the double bass, and I think it all started with the neo rockabilly, psychabilly kind of thing in the 80s when they were like, oh, it doesn't matter what we do as long as we have a double bass that's plonkety plonk everywhere. But in the 50s, there weren't so many recordings that just have an amazing, fantastic, just smooth and cute bass sound. And this record might not be something incredibly special, but I love it simply for the sound of the bass.
And it's, you're always doing the finger popping, so that kind
of
reminds. You do so well.
Honestly, I should play a finger popping record after that. That's a good idea. Thank you for giving me the idea.
All right.
Who's this? Jack Marshall.
Jack Marshall.
Okay.
Do-wop. Do-wop.
wop. Doo wop. Doo wop. Hop fingers.
Well, hop fingers when you're happy. Hop fingers, don't be ashamed. Hop fingers when your loved one calls you by these names. Sugar. Bunny.
Gotta get home, but I'm running out of gas. Baby told me when I left the door, she didn't want me coming in about a quarter to four. I love my woman and I don't want to fight, so I want to get home before daylight. I see a train coming about a mile down the track. Gotta make the crossing if I'm gonna get back. Hey, Mr. Engineer, don't you pull that throttle on down, on down, on down, on down. If I don't get home till morning, my baby, she won't be around, around. Well, the train is a-coming and I don't know what to do. 20 seconds left for me to get through. The bells is a-ringing and the lights blinking red. The engineer's thinking I'm crazy in the head. If he knew my baby and the way she fights, he know the reason, gotta beat that light. Foot's in the carb as I hit the track. I can feel the steam breathing down my back. Hey, Mr. Engineer, don't you pull that throttle on down, on down, on down, on down. If I don't get home till morning, my baby, she won't be all around, all around, all around, all around. Well, my car was going past 1 and 20 when it sailed on through. Got the feeling kind of funny. My heart was jumping and my hair turned white when I saw that engine moving out of sight. The engineer a-cussing and the fireman too, who winked and smiled but let me through. Felt mighty happy till I looked on back, saw my Continental kid a half a mile down the track. Hey, Mr. Engineer, you can pull that throttle on down, on down, on down, on down. When I get home this morning, my baby, she'll still be all right, all right, all right.
Yeah, the song itself has
fits
been an,
perfect.
It fits perfect. The song itself has been a favorite of mine, and I think I played this just about precisely a year ago when I did a show alone without Skaba when she was gone last time, and I played Ray Campy's version, which is one of my top classics that unfortunately just in this just let never came out.
Blah, blah, blah.
So it's a Ray Campy song, but he never put it out. Instead, Jim Lowe put it out on a Dot EP. And honestly, among the four songs on the EP, none of those are great, but this one is. That is The Crossing. Absolutely fantastic. I really like it. And right now that I heard it, I thought, man, that's almost better than Ray Campy's version. It's hard to say that, but
good thing
yeah.
He's not around to hear it.
Exactly. He's also gone, so yeah. When did he die? I forgot.
Nice. I'm not sure.
Years ago.
And I don't know. I had a record queued up, and then I started listening to that one, and it's just about traveling and getting home and stuff like this. So I figured this one, another record, I put a different one on, and it's about a trucker, you know, driving and
doing
white lines.
Well, that's not exactly what it's all about, but you can just pretend.
We had snow today, and I was thinking, oh, I should play my other snow record. I was like, I think if we had any snow records, and I'm like, only one I have is about cocaine, which is a different kind of snow. So
that's what it's all about.
Bobby Scott, white Bobby line.
Scott. Bobby Scott, who is Bobby Scott? Does it ring a bell? Somehow I think I have a Bobby Scott record, or I completely forgot who that is.
Well, this one's on ABC Paramount, and I like it. It's a, I don't
know. Okay, let's listen to it.
White line, white line, keep your eye upon the white line, don't rely upon the brain. Lord, help me stay away. I pull out of Dallas on a pitch black night in 42. How well I remember, let me tell you, buddy, so would you. Although I knew the danger was there, a stranger out there was flagging me down. And like a fool, I thought I'd take a rider into town. Climbed in beside me and we kept on rolling by the line. But something about him made a chill run up and down my spine. I looked, I saw his eyes gleaming just like a demon. Then in a flash, I knew that death rode by my side. And then I heard the crash. White line, keep your eye up on the white line. Don't rely upon the brain. While I, Lord, help me stay away. They picked up the pieces and they found one man, just me alone. And I'll tell you something, buddy, if the truth were ever known. I know as sure as you're next to me right here, so was he, and I swear he was real. And yet the story goes that I was sleeping at the wheel. White line, keep your eye upon the white line, don't rely upon the brain. White line, Lord, help me stay away. Help me stay away. Help me stay away. Help me stay away.
Cheater.
I want you to think what was wrong about this record, and I hope you didn't even realize, did you? That was just a nice little surf classic. The Ghost Top by The Surf Man. What a name for a surf band.
Surf Men.
Yeah, The Surf Men. On Titan. Absolute classic, wonderful. But I did something and I had to do it. And I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I pitched it. I pitched it about 5% and it sounds just right. It sounds the way
so much better.
It sounds exactly the way I think it should be played. But I know it's cheating and I know it's not right. I just want to show to you, just as a demonstration, what this record normally sounds like, just 5% slower. That's so wrong. It's dragging so bad. I couldn't do this. So I was pitching this record, and I'm pretty sure the Surfmen will be, when they listen to this right now, they will say, yeah, that's all right. It's okay. It's okay to cheat this way. So, yeah.
I'm sorry.
What are you laughing about?
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to play everyone that's, actually, I didn't really notice it until Beryl pointed out. I'm like, yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
Oh, totally.
And it's on the Rich Artone label.
It's a cool label name.
Another Mile to Nashville by Buffalo Johnson. And if you listen to our show and one of my favorite records I played on the show was Detroit City.
No,
Dodge City.
Dodge City
by
the
Dodge.
The Dutch boy, Dutch man, Dutch brothers, Dodge City Boys. The Dodge City Boys doing
Dodge
City.
It was all Dodge City on Dodge City label. It was all Dodge City.
And
so yeah, it's kind of hard to forget the name it's and the hard to title forget. And the.
I think it was
label.
On the Dodge label, wasn't
yeah, it?
Yeah.
So yeah, and this is very similar, and maybe that's why I like it so much.
Yes, I think that maybe every city had a song like this, but it sounds pretty much just like the same atmosphere, same. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
Buffalo Johnson.
Rich Artone label.
Okay.
Nashville's just a mile to a million heartaches. Nashville's just a mile to a broken dream. When you see the city limits, you'd be better to forget it, for then it's just a mile to a broken heart. Nashville's just a mile to a million heartaches. Nashville's just a mile to a broken dream. You've got a hit and you know it, but they won't let you show it. Nashville's just a mile to a broken heart. I came here a year ago for fame and fortune. Now I haven't got a nickel to my name. There's a place called Failure's Glory, where they tell their hard luck story. Nashville's just a mile to a broken heart. Just a mile to a million heartaches. Nashville's just a mile to a broken dream. You've got a hit and you know it, but they won't let you show it. Nashville's just a mile to a broken heart. Nashville's just a mile to a million heartaches. Nashville's just a mile to a broken dream. When the train leaves at 10, I'll say goodbye Nashville then. Hello Arkansas, I'm coming home to you.
Thank you. rid of cars with the headlights on. All of that will be going on over you. I said over you, pretty baby, if I ever hear you say that. There'll be a hole about 6 feet deep for you, baby, to take your sleep. Into a pine box and down you go, where you will stay rain, sleet, or snow. Over you, I said over you, pretty baby, if I ever hear you say that. All your folks will be dressed in black, riding on black Cadillac. Yeah, baby, they'll be putting you away. The funeral home will have the business that day. Over you, I said over you, pretty baby, if I ever hear you say that. If I ever hear you say that through, oh, I love you. So tell me what I do. That's why, baby, I wanna do all these things to you.
Yeah, sudden end on this one. That is a voice I really like, although there were two brothers whose voice I can tell apart. Art Neville and Aaron Neville, both sound fantastic. What I see here is there's a kind of a typo. This is Aaron Neville, but it's not a double A, it's a double R.
Maybe like you just spelled it different.
They did. That is Over You. Nice, cute little R&B mover. Cute. I really like those things. And maybe I'm having
minute
a little
records.
Yes, on the Minute label. Not Minute, there's, you know, M-I-N-I-T.
I thought it said like, Mint at first, but I was like, well, looks like a Mint record.
It looks like a Mint record on the Minute label, yes, indeed. Although this is, the Minute label is part of, what's it say? It says part of Imperial Records. Okay, didn't know that.
Crazy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Speaking of really. A little you.
Yeah, I had this record set up to play, and I didn't know what he was going to play. And I
we never
wait,
do.
Wait a minute. His is Over You, and I just picked out A Little You. And so and I actually have two versions of this, and I hadn't realized it until we went through the box. I'm like, wait a minute, that's the same song, but a different artist.
And I can't tell which version I like more.
Well, I picked out the Capitol one, and the other one I'll play on a different show. This one is Dakota Station.
Sorry. Dakota Station, next stop, Dakota Station.
And the other one was Sonny Gale. So, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
And so, yeah, we're going to do the Dakota Staton.
Staton. Okay. First. So, and my record after that is interesting. And it's going to have a very surprising guitar break. Really like this one. Okay.
You too. my baby. I got a heart full of love that's waiting. Why don't you kiss me and stop hesitating? I got a lot, but it's nothing till you say you love me too. What you gonna do? Need a little you. Want a little you. Just a little you. Want a little you. Just a little you.
Well, I chase you to the river and you swim away. And I roll out the barrel and you roll away. Well, you're too hot to handle. Someday you're gonna lose. You've got an overloaded circuit and you're gonna blow your fuse. Well, behind the old iron curtain and you're still having fun. 80 days will go around the world and only take you one way. Better change your ways. You've got me smoking through my ears, walking around in a daze. Well, you crow before the roosters and you ride before the sun. You done dance in every juke joint before the day is done. Well, you too hot to handle. Someday you're gonna lose. You've got an overloaded circuit and you're gonna blow your fuse. In the mirror, I loaded my revolver. You will blow your buckshot first. Well, you're too hot to handle. Someday you're gonna lose. You got an overloaded circuit and you're gonna blow your fuse.
Okay, so
wow.
What did you expect? That was not quite New Orleans. It was Alexandria, Louisiana. A guy named Vince Anthony, he made 245s on the Hilton label.
Hilton, is that like the Hilton family with the Hilton?
I'm sure he recorded this in the Hilton Hotel with, he sung that about Paris Hilton. This is Too Hot to Handle, which may not be a very special song. It has this kind of almost swamp pop type of feel, but I remember hearing that from an LP compilation somewhere and was kind of playing in the background. I wasn't too fascinated by it. It was just, you know, kind of low volume in the background. And then all of a sudden, what is this guitar break? Where does that guitar break come from? What is this? Much too loud, fantastic, really simple. Whoa. I need this. And there it is.
It even matches you today, the label, yellow and blue.
That's right. I'm
a blue sweatshirt and a yellow bandana.
I'm dressed for this record. That's like
that's so stupid.
You realize these things. I would never.
Well,
do
I'm
that.
Also have jet lag, so I'm just. I think I'm. My mind is not. Well, I don't know. I'm coming up with excuses, but actually, I'm just stupid always. But even more so with jet lag. Anyway, it took me forever to find the next record because we're running out of time. And I'm like, which one do I play? And I went through three different records.
No, Skaba. You know what would have been much easier to decide if you play this record or not? We struck a match. Yeah.
I couldn't decide. And then I was like, oh, maybe this one. And I'm like, oh, wait, he's playing Too Hot to Handle. This one's perfect. So we struck a match, the Victors. And on the Alpha label, and this is totally a... what's it called?
Like, that's a hipster beatnik.
Yeah, but it just gets stuck in your head. The worm, whatever.
Like, if you haven't heard this song yet, you're going to sing this tomorrow, whatever. Tomorrow in the shower. Stroke a match.
What do they say when it gets stuck in your head? There's this saying, like a earworm.
We call it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that English? Yeah. In German we say earworm.
Earworm.
Okay.
Yeah,
so. All right. So yeah, we struck a match. This is as beatnik hipstery as it gets.
Yeah.
I wonder, I think I have some Gary Paxton somewhere here. Maybe I just, you know, know, follow this up the best I can. Yeah, let's see.
What's going on, man?
Well, now I went to a party the other night. The crowd was big and the space was tight. I took a look around the room and what did I see? A cute little diddy bopper staring right back at me. We struck a match, yeah, yeah. We struck a match, uh-huh. We struck a match. We struck a match. Well, now I started walking and I crossed the room. I said, hello, baby, why the gloom? She said, I'm waiting all night and it's been a bad drag. But now you're here, sweet daddy, I'll change my set. We struck a match, yeah, yeah. We struck a match, mm-hmm. We struck a match. We struck a match.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Well, now she gave me a hug and she gave me a kiss. She turned me on to her world of bliss. I reciprocated and our hearts filled with desire. I'm here to tell you our love's like a house on fire. We struck a match. Yeah. We struck a match, mm-hmm. We struck a match. We struck a match. Oh, you know what we did, baby. We got that match lit up, honey. Oh, it felt so good.
A little old me, a hey hey, honey pot.
I'm the judge, the jury too. Judgment has been brought upon you. You've been convicted of the crime you've done.
You made me feel like a little old crumb.
Whoa.
You know it's wrong to torture me.
Whoa.
You love my friends the same way you love me. And just like Tom, I don't want to hang from a tall oak tree over you. When I say jump, I mean make like a frog. And when I say bark, you better sound just like a dog. Cause I'm gonna torture you the same way you've been torturing me. But hey, hey, just like a little old crumb.
Whoa.
When I say jump, you better make like
whoa
a frog. And when I say bark, you better act like a
whoa
dog. Cause I'm gonna torture you the same way you've been torturing little old me. hey, a honey pie. There you go, torturing me again. Crazy now, like hurt spell. Now where you go, torturing me. Like, honey, why do you do that? Oh.
Yeah, like Hipsville.
And like, here we go, torturing all of you.
I'm not sure if that's their best record, Hollywood Argyles. Yeah, it's funny and it's not so much hi-ho dinosaur. But I like it. And I had to play something with your struggle match. Pretty cool. I think we're getting towards the end because it's already over time. We don't want to torture you so much.
And that's why I'm playing Gotta Get It Going.
Which is kind of torture.
Oh, I like
no.
it. But yeah, the Davis Sisters on RCA Victor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I like it. Yeah. Bearable. We always play this at our, well, not always, but quite often at our gigs when like, all right, now we really have to stop. but it's actually, it's too much of a energy song that people actually keep dancing. So.
Yeah, it's weird that I've been DJing after Christmas and I could play whatever I want. They were all going wild. So yeah, sometimes it's just good. The next record I have looks like it's been hit by a truck, but
What does it even say? They came and read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's David Gates. I'm going to play that for you and it sounds much better than it looks. And we have one ender after that and we say goodbye. But let's just hear this one now.
Almost missed the buttons. Oh, no, bim, no, no. Yeah, I'm kind of all over the place.
This sounds so much better than it looks.
It does actually. It's very surprising. It doesn't look like it would play at all or just be like...
I couldn't read the labels. It took me a while to cue this up because the labels are almost gone.
Probably
a jukebox copy. You'll Be My Baby. And that is David Gates, who I'm not sure if it's the same David Gates who later was... I think according to what I found, it should be the same guy who was later in the band Bread. And he did a whole bunch of stuff in the 70s, very successful all the way till the 80s. And it seems like this is the same person. I'm not quite sure about that. But if it is, then this is probably really his first record.
A lot of people like the record because obviously it was played a lot in that jukebox.
It's quite good. Yeah. It is.
And so this is the end,
my friends. This is the end.
Thank you for listening.
It's been a while, and I'm excited to be back. So
I hope so.
Yeah.
So I guess we're back on track. So the next show will not be 4 months late. So expect us in 3-4 weeks again.
Dun da da da.
Dun da da da.
Hopefully everything stays the same, and I don't have to fly back anytime soon.
Oh yeah, that could happen.
I'm worn out, man. I've been flying back and forth there for the last year so much. So yeah. So we're gonna end this one with a funny little record, as we usually do.
This is a typical ender that Scaba would play. If you want to turn it off already.
It's kind of a long song, but maybe this if Kazi is interested in this one, I can probably give it to him as a present afterward.
Oh yeah, we should say hello to Kazi. I hung out on New Year's Eve because I think I mentioned that every year in the show that I hate New Year's Eve fireworks and all that kind of crap. So pretty much me and Kazi hung out at his place, just spinning records, having a beer.
Shaken. He was the guest on our show once, just in case.
He was. I mean, who doesn't know Shaken Kazi? Come on.
I was thinking, so, he wasn't Shaken Kazi on the show, though.
He was Shaken Kazi. Which he will be. No, he was again. He used a DJ name again.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is on the Wren label, WREN. Ape on my fire escape.
Julius and Caesar. And I mean, it reads like a novelty record. It is a novelty record.
It is.
It's sort of terrible, but I mean, we enjoy those kind of things.
The story is funny.
Yes. So I guess.
Thanks again for everything. This is Golly Gosh OG.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I'm Highfalutin Mama.
And I am Mighty Mishka.
Until next time. Ciao.
See you.
Started it to rain one lonely.
Did I see
a great big gorilla smiling at me? Oh, there's an ape, a great big ape, sitting and scratching on my fire escape. He looks kind of friendly, but I don't care.
He's making me nervous sitting out there.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Ding dong. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Declare.
He's out there reading in the cold night air. Oh, there's an ape, a great big ape, sitting and scratching on my fire escape. He looks kind of friendly, but I don't care.
He's making me nervous sitting out there.
Ding dong. Things I say, but someone better come and take that ape away. Oh, there's an ape, a great big ape, sitting and scratching on my fire escape. He looks kind of friendly.
nervous sitting out there. Now, Abe, look what you went and done. You done knocked down all my geraniums.